Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolf. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spud Chandler. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Spud Chandler. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keller moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolf hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Crosetti applying the tag. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Selkirk hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren is called out on strikes. One out. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chandler strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh is hit by the pitch. McNair moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney bunts in front of the plate. Dickey throws to first for one, and Dahlgren throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McNair scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Selkirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards second. McNair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chandler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-3 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rolf moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rolf moves to third. Keller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Rolf scores. Keller moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Selkirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keller scores. Dickey moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Silvestri pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Silvestri moves to second. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Silvestri scores. QL moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling bunts towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich pinch hits for Johnny Murphy. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.